Welcome back to Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. I am Kevin.
And this is Michael.
And Michael, this is such an exciting time of year. You know, the weather's starting to change. And with that, at least in my mind, I automatically start thinking about firing up that grill. I don't know about you.
Oh, absolutely. I can't even wait for it.
But there's a little bit of maintenance and some steps we have to take before we can get to there. And we're joined today. We're lucky enough to be joined by Kevin Coleman, who is a grill master for Weber Grill. Kevin, how are you doing today?
I'm fantastic, guys. How you doing?
Doing very well. We're pleased to be talking to you. So I guess we can just kind of get into it here. So, I mean, you know, the grill's been sitting collecting dust all winter. What are some of the steps that we should be taking to kind of get that thing grilling ready?
Well, good question. And let's talk preventative. So hopefully next year we don't have the same thing. So ideally in the fall, we should be cleaning our grills and getting them ready to put away if you're not going to use them all year round. And then when we take them out, there's really not much work to do. So We weren't here last year, so we'll get into it really quickly now to fix that problem. So take the lid off. If you have a charcoal grill, take the grates out. See how much debris, excess ash and grease and wood chunks that could be in there from smoking. Clean all that stuff out. Use a mild dish detergent soap with a mild scouring pad. Clean the inside of the bowl and the lid. The more you clean off, the better performance the charcoal grill is going to be. On the gas side, take the grates out, take the flavorizer bars out, look at the burner tubes, look inside. If there's excess debris, clean that stuff down with a stainless steel wire brush. Use a paint scraper if you've noticed some hard-to-remove spots. And that's pretty much it. You shouldn't have to do that much. The easiest thing that we can do in springtime, weather's nice, open up an adult beverage, a beer preferably, turn the grill on high for 10 to 15 minutes and let it burn all that excess stuff off, and you should be ready to go.
All right. Well, that's a good way to prevent some dust and override there. Now, Kevin, the best burgers I feel like that I eat are the ones that are just built upon this great grill that's, you know, hasn't been cleaned in weeks or months or even years sometimes. What should we do after we directly get done with cooking up some burgers for the family or something like that?
So if you're doing burgers, steaks, chops, whatever you're going to be cooking, the best thing to do, turn the grill off, close the dampers. It'll burn off some of the stuff that you've been cooking. And the next time that you come out, now this is the most important tip in anything that you're going to cook is the preheat. So when you bring the grill up to temperature for 10 to 15 minutes, it'll burn most of that excess debris off. That's when you take a stainless steel bristle brush, clean all the excess debris off that's on the grill, and away you go. The worst thing you can do, although it'd probably keep me in a job even longer, worst thing you can do is use a brush after you get done cooking, because all that barbecue sauce and schmutz, that's a technical term, gets in that brush, and all of a sudden, it doesn't work anymore. So clean it always after it's hot, after it's been preheated for 10 to 15 minutes, because you really don't want to spend too much time cleaning, and that's the easiest way to do it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You know, I've made the mistake before, too, where I'm in the middle of my grilling session and I kind of like jostle something around, or I'm digging into the coals because something fell down there. Next thing you know, all my food is coated in the dust that gets kicked up from the charcoal.
Well, a little excess seasoning doesn't hurt anybody.
So let's get into some steaks. I know that's kind of like the premier, I guess, meat that you can throw on your grill. Now, I mean, there's so many options I read online. You know, you can sear it, you can reverse sear it, you got your direct heat, indirect heat, all these different options. What are your tips on a solid steak?
So when I'm doing steak, I got my four pillars of barbecue: get a good grill, get good meat, get good seasoning, get good instruction, which is what I'll do. And you've got a pretty good equation for what you're going to be cooking, because you threw a lot of information my way. You're saying we can cook directly, we can cook indirectly, we can reverse sear. Everything you cook should be based on temperature, time, and thickness. Mm-hmm. Thickness is what really drives everything that you're going to cook. So, for instance, if you have an inch and a half to 2-inch thick steak, that's going to be roasted first. It's going to be seared second, because what you don't want to do is put a steak on a really hot grill that thick, because you're going to compromise the muscle fibers. You're going to shrink the steak. It's going to push excess moisture out. And it's also going to overchar the outside of that steak before it gets done, and you don't want to do that. So it's all based on thickness. Let's, for instance, every steak that's about an inch an inch tall, you're looking at 6 to 8 minutes total cook time at 450 to 500 degrees. So if you look at it that way, everything else, so if you can imagine thinner steaks, higher temperatures, thicker steaks, you got to start bringing the temperature down.
Kind of like a roast, you want to keep it a little bit lower and slower. I guess that makes more sense.
Yeah, because what you want to do is you want to make sure that that meat isn't contracting too much and pushing moisture out. Meat's about 70 to 75% water. So if you take a really, really hot grill into a cold steak on there, the steak's going to shrink up a little bit, start pushing moisture out, and it's going to char. I like caramelization. I don't like char. Char's bitter, doesn't taste very good. So, again, my ideal steak is an inch and a quarter. I can cook it directly for about 4 to 4.5 minutes a side, take it off about medium, medium rare, and it'll pretty much take it off at 135. It'll bring itself up to 140, 145 by the time I go to eat it, and it's perfect.
Man, it
sounds so good.
I'm getting hungry, like even like listening to this right now. Now, Kevin, when I'm cooking up a grill, like I'm kind of your every man. So think about, I get a lot of tiny steaks, is what I'm saying here. It's mainly coming from my George Foreman grill, though, when I'm cooking up these steaks or hamburgers or something like that. What separates Weber Grill from the, you know, the everyman's George Foreman and tiny roaster that they might have in their kitchen?
Or even to piggyback on that, what separates Weber also just from any other standard charcoal or gas grill? Because there's definitely a difference.
That's a very good question, and just like in the city of Chicago, you got to have a guy. Now you guys got me, so we're going to have to fix these grills that you're supposedly imitating barbecuing on and get you into some Weber grills so you guys can finally come up to the big leagues, all right? We'll solve that first problem. Second,
perfect.
Weber's started in Chicago, 1952. It is by far the world leader when it comes to barbecuing by the quality raw materials that we do, the amount of performance testing that we do. Ultimately, we design grillers for grillers. It's a pretty simple equation. So we constantly are looking at how to innovate new burner tubes, flavorizer bars, types of smoking devices. We're just trying to create that mousetrap. And I like to think that Weber, at least in my eyes, is the perfect marriage of art and science, because we have the science of grilling down, so it allows you guys at home and our consumers to perfect the art form. And that's the seasoning, the smoking, the rubs, the marinades, all that other stuff. Spend more time on the food and less on the grill, and we're all going to be winning.
Yeah, that makes sense. And kind of going back to earlier when you were talking about getting your grill like steak ready or things like that, you know, I've kind of played around with different techniques as far as preheating my grill goes. And I've found, and I think this is against the conventional idea, is that when I'm preheating my grill, it seems to get hottest when I have the lid off. Now, is that what I want, or is it better to preheat the grill with the lid on?
So it's better to do it with it on always, but the reason why you're noticing the grill getting hotter, especially with charcoal, is because charcoal needs oxygen to breathe.
Right.
Right? The challenge is the smoke particulate, when you put your food on top of a cooking grate and that particulate or the fat and stuff fall down on the charcoal, there's a smoke and a particulate that'll sit on your food. If you're going to cook with the lid off, the whole atmosphere is getting that seasoning and not your steak, which is not really good because you want the food to taste the best. Also, you cannot control that fire.
Yeah.
Meaning it's burning 600 degrees, 700 degrees. The more oxygen you have going, the faster the charcoal burns, the faster it burns itself out.
Okay.
So we like to keep, and also char is a big thing. I'm not a big fan of char. I like caramelization. I love grill marks, but I don't like char. I don't like burning fat.
Mm-hmm.
So when you can keep the lid on, it actually helps control the heat, keep the temperatures at a perfect optimal grilling temperature, getting you the smoke flavor, also not getting you char and getting you authentically grilled meat.
I see. Okay.
That's great. You know, Kevin, as you might not know, beach season is on our way. We're trying to stay lean for this upcoming spring and summer season. What are some healthy grilling techniques or strategies that I can attack this grill with this upcoming summer?
Well, the nice thing about healthy grilling, and, you know, I'm a carnivore, but I like to eat pretty good during the week. So I'm a mm-hmm. big fan of growing zucchini, big fan of growing mm-hmm. vegetables. You get way more flavor to them. Beets is actually one of the things that my daughters love. So I'll roast those for about 35 to 45 minutes. Simple olive oil, a little bit of salt and pepper. Let them roast. Let them get nice and tender, and they are fantastic. And
beets.
With them, if I throw a little bit of barbecue sauce on them, they love them. They think it's actually brisket or something. So there's some pretty cool things you can do with vegetables mm-hmm. to drive a lot of flavor and just have more fun outside in the backyard.
Yeah, that's and even the concept of, you know, hot rocks and meat, that's, you know, just meat itself. It's protein. It's not that bad for you to begin with. And it, mm-hmm. it just takes a little bit of olive oil on your chicken and some salt and pepper, and that's just damn delicious.
Makes it like a whole new new ingredients and new kind of food, actually, to be honest. Barbecue on beets. I got to try that.
I never would have thought of that.
I got lots of ideas that we could keep passing to you guys. How much time do we got on for this interview? Another half an hour?
Yeah, we probably need it. Like, we're starting from square one, most of all. You know, I wanted to know, before we let you go, I saw that Weber has this new line of grills that's coming out. I wanted to know, what's the good go-to grill for a guy who's just starting out barbecuing, and what's, like, the mother of all grills? Because I see some of these things on people's patios.
Oh, yeah.
Not, I mean, in photos. I don't, like, go to these houses, but they're just, like, the most extravagant.
Like in someone's backyard.
Yes, in, like, Jimmy Kimmel's backyard or something like that. But I see these extravagant Weber grills. So I want to know, what's the best for the everyman, and what's the ultimate one that you have coming out this upcoming year?
Well, what's really cool is we have, and we had it last year along with this year, we have Chicago Cubs Weber Q 1200, which is perfect for the guys in the city that don't have a lot of space but really want to get into grilling. Great for tailgating.
Cool.
Great way to celebrate the Cubs. We also launched our brand new Genesis 2 line that's got our GS4 in it. Ignitions are new, warranty 10 years. Burners are a high-performance burner. Has our flavorizer bars, has our grease management system. Phenomenal for almost any dwelling, and we redesigned this grill with the family in mind. So we have way more people coming into the cities. We have two burner grills that they can cook on. We've got six burner grills that if you're having a large family and you can do a lot of cooking. So we've actually designed these grills for almost every situation and every family to truly make their backyard memories and just absolutely enjoyable.
That's so cool. And I know there's always new innovative things that you guys are putting out, or even just the classic models. If we want to go and check out what Weber has to offer, where should we be heading?
So you can go to Weber.com. You can check us out on Facebook. The cool innovative thing that we've got going on this year is we have this thermometer device called iGrill. And it's a Bluetooth device that you basically, it turns every backyard person into a grill master like me, where you insert the thermometer into your steak, your chicken, your pork butt, your ribs, whatever it is. It monitors the temperature and tells you exactly when it's done at the perfect temperature. It's phenomenal.
Now, is this one of those that sends it to your smartphone? You can see it, like, on your phone?
Yeah, so you can track the whole cook via your phone. You can actually put in preset stuff that says, I want my steak at 135, or I want my steak at 140 or 125, whatever you like. There's presets. You can program it yourself.
It's amazing.
It gives you the updates. It's absolutely cool. So hopefully I'll get to retire soon, and we'll have a bunch of new grill masters coming out, and the whole world's a better place.
That is fantastic. So this new app, you can control your grill from, like, from your house.
You can control it. You got about 150 feet around your house. It sends the technology right to you. And the cool thing is, for smoking, we have an ambient probe that you can put on the cooking grate. So it can actually monitor your temperature. So if you're worried that the temperature is getting too high at night or getting too low, it'll actually tell you if that's happening, so you can adjust things. So it's pretty awesome. I mean, it's pretty much creating the perfect grilling experience for everybody that's in front of a barbecue.
That's amazing. Great Man. Stuff. Well, Kevin, we appreciate your time. I know it's early in the morning, so we appreciate you joining us at this hour. But, we're going to wrap this up here. And if you have any grill tips of your own or any ideas or just even disaster stories, I know I could share some.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. The list is so long.
We're at 312-981-7200. This is Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio.